the link was inevitably made, and you can bet it's the subject of conversations and arguments all over the country. Was Sandy an example of climate change brought on or intensified by human behavior? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to think the question is settled. Here's some of what he said today.
Part of learning from this is the recognition that climate change is a reality. Extreme weather is a reality. It is a reality that we are vulnerable.
Others disagree about Sandy as a consequence of climate change. Global temperature rising, they say yes, but a particular storm, not so fast. Well, joining us now is Dr. Martin Herling, who's a research meteorologist at NOAA's Earth Systems Laboratory in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And first, broadly speaking, did you see this gigantic storm as something caused by changes in climate?
No, by and large, this is a storm that comes rarely, but has come before. It's interesting, you can go back sometime, a storm that some call the Long Island and Norfolk Hurricane of 1821, and the storm surge at the Battery was greater than the one Sandy that happened just Monday evening.
But for a lot of us laymen, there's at least a strong impression that extreme weather events are just happening more and more frequently. Is there actually a profusion of extreme weather events? And should that be more problematic than the causality of one particular storm or another?
There are certain extremes for which the data indicate pretty unequivocally that climate change, the warming of the planet, is causing them to increase in frequency. Most noteworthy are heat waves, record daily temperatures that are eclipsing previous record values, and that's entirely consistent with a planet as a whole that's moving toward warmer conditions.
But hurricanes?
No.
You just don't, there is no correlation, you say?
No, there's no, let me say it this way, there's very low confidence that climate change has affected the frequency or intensity or tracks of these disturbances.
And is it wrong to draw any link between the warming temperature and the weather over the ocean?
So this is an interesting point. So the ocean temperatures adjacent to the eastern seaboard this late this summer have been running several degrees warmer than normal. Now, here's a bit of a technical aspect. In terms of hurricanes, hurricanes form over warm waters in the tropics, and they tend to begin decaying as they encounter cooler waters. The unusually warm waters off the eastern seaboard were, however, in areas where the background temperature is like 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So adding a few degrees Fahrenheit at that cool water temperature doesn't matter too much for the intensity of a hurricane.
Let's say you had the ear of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and you say, here, your New York City lives by the subway. The subway is in tunnels. There are tunnels connecting Manhattan to New Jersey and to Brooklyn. There's a lot of underground infrastructure. Given the current climate, that's more dangerous than it used to be. Does that premise stand up or no?
It does stand up, and I'll be specific how it stands up. There is a nice historical record of the tide level at the Battery just below Manhattan. That goes back to 1850s, and that time series, which is fairly complete up to current, shows a rise in the total sea level of about 1 foot in 150 years of that record. Now, we had a 14-foot rise related to Sandy, so 1 foot out of 14 may not be something that is critical, but it may very well be in the sense that that last foot maybe the foot that moved the water into very prone areas.
Dr. Herling, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad I could answer your questions.
That's Martin Herling, research meteorologist at NOAA's Earth Systems Laboratory in Boulder, Colorado.
Throughout the program, we're remembering some of those who have died in the storm. John Rose Sr. was 60 years old and owned a whitetail deer farm in Phillippi, West Virginia.
His son, George, says his father died Tuesday after being struck by a falling tree branch. He'd gone outside to check on the farm's fences.
John Rose was an outdoorsman, a husband of 26 years.
A father of three, grandfather to seven. A man who, his daughter-in-law Kelly says, if he were still alive, would tell them there was still work left to do on the farm.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR.